This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Israel and Iran traded fresh devastating strikes yesterday after US hit three Iranian nuclear facilities. Explosions rocked Iran's capital Tehran as Israel announced coordinated attacks on government and military installations across the country. Israeli defense forces targeted the entrance of Tehran's notorious Evin prison. The high security facility houses political prisoners, dual nationals and critics of the Iranian government, marking an expansion of Israeli operations beyond purely military targets. Iran responded with waves of missiles and drones targeting Israeli territory, with blasts reported in multiple cities. Meanwhile, the United States has placed its forces across West Asia region on high alert. The U.S. Embassy in Qatar also issued an urgent advisory directing American citizens to remain indoors until further notice, citing the ongoing Iran-Israel conflict and U.S. bombing operations against Iranian nuclear facilities. Indian Embassy in Doha has urged Indian community in Qatar to be cautious and remain indoors in view of the ongoing situation. In a social media post, the embassy has asked people to remain calm and follow local news, instructions and guidance provided by Qatari authorities. Iran launched ballistic missile attacks yesterday against the Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar, which hosts US and allied forces in what Tehran described as retaliation for recent American bombing of its nuclear facilities. The primary target was Al Udeid, the largest U.S. military installation in West Asia, located southwest of Doha. There are also reports indicating that Iran has targeted the Ain al-Assad base in Iraq. Qatari and U.S. officials reported no casualties from the attacks, as Qatar stated the base had been evacuated earlier as a precautionary measure due to rising regional tensions and its air defense systems successfully intercepted the incoming missiles. A U.S. defense official confirmed that Al Udeid Air Base was attacked by short-range and medium-range ballistic missiles originating from Iran, stating that there were no reports of U.S. casualties at the time. The attack occurred hours after Qatar closed its airspace and the U.S. embassy directed American nationals to shelter in place. Meanwhile, Bahrain, Kuwait and the UAE have reopened their airspaces after temporarily closing them in response to Iran's ballistic missile attack on the airbase in Qatar. The U.S. State Department issued an updated travel alert for Kuwait, citing the ongoing conflict between Israel and Iran. Iran's National Security Committee has approved the framework of a bill that would suspend cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, deepening international concerns about nuclear oversight in West Asia. The proposed legislation, still awaiting full parliamentary approval, would halt the installation of monitoring equipment, inspections, and reporting obligations until Iran deems its nuclear facilities secure. Iranian officials justified the move as a response to recent attacks on its nuclear sites, stating that safety assurances must precede any further engagement with the IAEA. A total of 290 Indian nationals and one Sri Lankan national who were evacuated from Mashhad arrived in New Delhi last evening on a special flight under Operation Sindhu. The External Affairs Ministry informed that with this, 2003 Indian nationals have been brought back safely from Iran so far. Meanwhile, the first batch of 161 passengers will arrive in Delhi today from Amman, Jordan, under Operation Sindhu. These 161 individuals were evacuated from Israel and moved to Amman by road. All Indian nationals have been requested to register themselves with the Embassy of India in Israel's capital, Tel Aviv. A 24/7 control room has been established at Embassy of India in Tel Aviv. The telephone numbers are +972 547520711 and +972 543278392, and the email is cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, in New Delhi today. The historic conversation took place at Sivagiri Math on 12th March 1925 during Mahatma Gandhi's visit. It was centered around Vaikom Satyagraha, religious conversions, non-violence, abolition of untouchability, attainment of salvation, the upliftment of the drowned tortoise, among others. In the Anderson Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, hosts England were 21 for no loss at stumps on day 4, chasing a target of 371 set by India in the first test at Headingley Leeds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.